Hello, my name is Sharon and I'm a sight loss advisor for Beacon, the local sight loss charity. Today I'm going to talk about what is diabetic retinopathy. Diabetic retinopathy is a common complication of diabetes caused by high blood sugar levels, which damage the back of the eye. If undiagnosed and untreated, can cause blindness. It usually takes several years to develop. It is crucial to control your blood sugar levels, blood pressure, and cholesterol. You must attend your annual diabetic eye screening. The retina is the light-sensitive layer of cells at the back of the eye that converts light into electrical signals. The signals send to the brain, which turns them into images you see. The retina needs a constant supply of blood, which it receives through a network of tiny blood vessels. Over time, persistent high blood sugar levels damage these blood vessels in the three main stages. Here are the three main stages of retinopathy. Background retinopathy, tiny bulges develop in the blocked blood vessels, which may bleed slightly, but don't usually affect your vision. Pre-proliferative retinopathy, more severe and widespread changes affect the blood vessels, including more sufficient bleeding into the eye. You will see dark blobs or thread-like lines in the eye. This is blood seeping from the blood vessels into the eye. Proliferative retinopathy is scar tissue and new blood vessels grow, which are weak and bleed easily, develop on the retina. This can result in some vision loss. You are at greater risk if you have had diabetes for a long period of time, have persistently high blood sugar levels, have high blood pressure and high cholesterol levels. If you are pregnant and are of Asian or Afro-Caribbean background, you won't usually notice diabetes retinopathy in the early stages, as it does not have any symptoms until it is more advanced. However, photographs taken of the back of the eye at your annual screening can detect any abnormalities. If you're experiencing a general loss of vision or sudden vision loss, shapes floating in your field of vision, they're called floaters, blurred or patchy vision, eye pain or redness, it is important to get them checked. Don't wait until the next eye screening appointment. Visit your optician or call the emergency eye clinic. These are usually situated in A&E. So what are the main treatments for diabetic retinopathy? Laser treatment to cauterize the weak veins. You will be given an eye anaesthetic before a laser light will be shined into your eyes and eye drops that enlarge the pupil. The treatment takes around 20 to 40 minutes and is carried out at an outpatient appointment. You may require more than one visit. It isn't usually painful, just a sharp tickling sensation when certain areas are being treated. After the treatment, you might experience some blurred vision. Do not drive. An increased sensation to light. Wear sunglasses or block glasses. An aching or slight discomfort or a headache. You can take paracetamol for that. Injections of medication into the eye to treat severe maculopathy, which threatens your sight. This is done at an outpatient appointment. An operation to remove blood or scar tissue from your eyes This is called a vitreous humor, the transparent jelly substance that fills the space between the lens is replaced by oil or a gas bubble. These are usually carried out under local anesthetic or sedation. You can go home after, but will need to wear a patch for a few days and maybe prescribed antibiotic drops to stop you getting an infection. Remember, keep control of your diabetes by eating the right foods in the right amounts. Speak to your diabetes care team for support and information. Keep control of your blood pressure. Take your medications. Visit the practice nurse or doctor to get your blood pressure tested. Keep cholesterol levels below 5. Keep attending your diabetic eye screening and your reviews. If you would like any further information, contact the Beacon Centre on 01902 880111. Thank you.